Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll talk to the guy who is breaking all those stories about all of these coaches, analysts, play-by-play voices going to new destinations, Andrew Marchand from the New York Post, and see if he's got an update on what's happening with Al Michaels, ESPN's Monday Night Football. Our good buddy Albert Breer will join us a little bit later on. Saquon Barkley on the trade market right now. What can you get for Saquon Barkley? And how big of a deal is it that Dak Prescott had shoulder surgery on his non-throwing shoulder? So we'll have that for you coming up as well. As always, you can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Since Marvin's been elevated to the front row here, he gave those duties to Tyler. Seton will handle the poll question today. We got a play of the day, stat of the day. We say good morning. Good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner and our great radio affiliates around the country, including those on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Sad day for baseball yesterday. We knew it was coming. So it's not a shock. There's still the element of surprise, though, that you guys negotiated that long, that many hours, the deadline passed. How can you have a deadline, then you let the deadline pass? It's not really a deadline if it's not a true deadline. And then it's like, we've extended the deadline. Well, then that wasn't a deadline, was it? Baseball canceled its first two regular season series. And I don't know what's going to be the aftershocks with this. I don't know how long it goes. Now you're looking at probably a season of 156 games per team, not 162. I would probably pose this question to the casual sports fan. Did you know when opening day was? You know, they can move it back if they wanted to. I'd be okay with that. Have it April 10th. You know, I'm fine with any of that. Baseball should be concerned about the casual fan. Because I feel bad for the diehard, the hardcore baseball fan, because they do watch 162 games. The casual fan may tune in to see Shohei Ohtani or Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw pitch, Garrett Cole pitch, maybe watch a couple of innings here and there. But opening day, it's a big deal. It's always been a big deal. And you don't have competition. You know, there's no football to get in the way. March Madness. Okay, you know, that'll be around, but you still, March Madness will be ending in the first week of April. But, you know, Major League Baseball is, you know, drawing a line in the sand. They've done this before. And when you think about it, I always hate when you have negotiations that go right down to the last minute, or we have to stay up all night. You don't have to. Every one of these work stoppages or strikes that I've covered, and I'll go back to football lockouts, replacement players, and it's It's truly a game with these two because you want to feel like you got something, but you want to make sure the other side hurts a little bit. But you know exactly what the trigger points are. If it's this, it's that, seems like the middle ground. Hey, we're this close. It's yeah, but we can't get there yet. It's almost like you go, nope, got to make you hurt a little bit here. But you have to give the appearance that you won. And you know, so there's this, it's a game of semantics, it feels like. But the commissioner, this is what he does. The commissioner talks to the owners. They give him marching orders. He goes up there, and then he's going to take the slings and arrows. This is what happens. I mean, I've been through all of these things. Commissioners, it's the same stuff. The owners, same stuff. You know, the players are showing more resolve. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that through the years of covering these things. Oh, the players are showing more resolve. And then all of a sudden, you'll have some of the players saying, hey, you know, let's get back. I'm losing this amount of my... I know how these things play out. Now, the one I didn't see was 1994, where we lost the World Series. That one shocked me. But that's the extreme case. Hopefully, you know, they come to some kind of common ground. But they don't care about you. You know, I always like when the owners are saying, oh, you know, these salaries are crazy. Who's paying the salary? Who decided they wanted to give Giancarlo Stanton $300 million? Or Garrett Cole $300 million? If you can give it, you can afford it. The players are just saying, hey, this is what we want. You don't have to give it to them. It's not like they're going to go to play for the Yomiuri Giants. I mean, come on. These owners, like, we never know, you know, how much money they make, how much they siphon off. It's easy to blame the players. We see the players. We get to go and watch them play. We don't get to sit around and watch an owner be an owner and get to boo, you know, get to cheer. I mean, Mark Cuban gives you that opportunity, but, I mean, this is, it's sad. It really is. It's predictable, sad. But it seems to happen every couple of years in different sports. Some we care about, some we don't. And with baseball, you know, the rapid decline of viewership. And, you know, it used to be there was more of a curiosity with baseball. It felt like the casual fan would give baseball a chance. Now it just doesn't feel like that. And the NFL is a 12-month, you know, a year sport. And we have so many more options here. Back when I was growing up, I didn't have options. You know, you had three channels on the TV. You're watching what they showed you. Whether you wanted to or not, you're like, all right, this is good. But I think baseball it didn't slow down. It's just we're faster. We think faster. We do faster. There's more things now. Multitasking. No patience here. And you know, it's unfortunate because baseball, when baseball had its work stoppage, then after that, you had the Cal Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's consecutive game streak, and you had the home run race. Well, you don't have that magic dust you can sprinkle on the game. And that's sad because you do have a lot of young, great talent. And being able to showcase that, you know, that's what's lost here. Will they come back? Will the players make their money? Yes. Will the owners make their money? Yes. Will the fans come back? Yes. The diehards will. You know, it's a regional sport. It's a local sport. You watch your team. Football, we watch every game. Even the NBA, you might watch more games that aren't in your local market. You might go out of your way to watch Ja Morant now, or when Zion was playing, or Luka. NFL's watching everybody. Baseball, it used to be that you cared about the game. It's not that way. Today's baseball fan cares about his team, not necessarily everybody else. Somebody comes to town, you get to see them. Or you're going to listen on radio, watch on TV. And there are healthy markets with baseball. It's just baseball is no longer America's pastime. It's past time. That's the problem. All right. Seton, you got a poll question for me today?
We sure do, Dan.
All righty.
Major League Baseball starting to cancel games. Makes me angry. Makes me sad. Has no effect on me. Play or don't play. Whatever. Can you guess who wrote that?
Todd.
Yes, it is. That's the Todd Fritz.
Of course it is. Gave me a lot of different options there. Todd, I'll ask you. Canceling games makes you feel what?
It makes me sad that it's come to this, that they can't figure out a way with the millions and billions being thrown around to get the season started on opening day. And I'm more sad than angry about
it. Were you really planning on watching games in April?
I do watch games in April. I don't start to finish, maybe not. But, you know, at least opening day. And I think I start out revved up and you'll watch a couple of games. And then it's like, you know, I'll get back to it maybe summertime. Right. And then the pennant race.
What else do you have, Seton?
The cancellation of which league's season would bother me the most?
No, no, no. You can't ask that question.
Because it's the NFL is a clear winner.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Paulie?
I like this poll question because I want to see how overwhelming it is. I was wondering if the other three sports could even combine to be near the NFL. Will it be 90%?
It'd be higher than that.
Wow. I almost want to prove it.
All right.
Give me 15.
Boom. Poll question throwdown.
All right.
Let's go. Okay. Throw down.
Over
throw down.
Under 93%.
Oh.
Pie to the face.
Pie to the face. Pie to the face is the new.
I know it is. Yeah. That's how you settle something there. Yeah. I, you know, people would be devastated if the NFL was delayed, shut down. Hockey? No. Basketball? Maybe. Baseball, we're going to find out. Yeah. It's just we find other things to do. That's the thing. You just go, okay, that's not available. All right, I'll do something else. We have that at our fingertips, literally at our fingertips. You can start streaming something. Like, all right, that's not there. Figure it out. It's like when football ended. There's no other season where you go, God, the season ended. What are we going to do? When the NBA ends, you don't go, God, NBA's over. What are we going to do? Baseball, over. What are we going to do? Hockey, what are we going to do? Would we appreciate these commissioners if they had more personality? Because sometimes they get up there and they tell us the news. Or why don't you hire somebody? Why didn't baseball hire Cal Ripken Jr. just to get up there and go, man, we tried. Like, we're going to believe Cal Ripken Jr. Like going, yeah, okay, Cal said it. All right. Yeah, we tried. All right. Well, get back there, Cal, at the negotiating table and let us know when you're going to bring a season. You know, Rob Manfred gets up there and you're like, you may not like the guy to begin with. Gary Bettman. Every time Gary Bettman brings the Stanley Cup on the ice, he gets booed. I mean, it's like I would hire Gretzky to bring the Stanley Cup out just so you know it's going to be a joyful celebration. It's like everything's great. You just won the Stanley Cup. And ladies and gentlemen, the commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman. Roger Goodell. You know, people dislike him just because he makes $60 million a year. Yeah,
so you're saying bring in a faux commissioner for every league.
An ambassador.
So he doesn't really go to the meetings with the hardcore money
stuff. He can.
If the NFL had Howie Long as a commissioner, okay. Who doesn't like Howie Long?
I like Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw's fun.
Everybody loves Terry.
Yeah.
Terry can get out there.
Mario Lemieux comes out there and gives you the news. Everyone likes Mario Lemieux.
Yeah. But he works with the Penguins.
Okay.
So I'd have to have a neutral party. Like Mark Messier comes out. All right, who's going to mess with Mark Messier?
I wouldn't argue with him.
Nobody's going to mess with him. Yes, Tony.
I think you need a commissioner that's like flamboyant and wild, like The Rock or something like that. Or Hulk Hogan back in the day. Let me tell you, brother, I'm going to get both sides back to the table, and we're going to get this figured out. Opening day will happen. And something like that. Like, oh, man, this guy's going to get it done. They're going to figure it out. For sure.
I give you credit. You've been waiting decades
really
to do
was.
That impersonation.
What are you going to do, brother, when the lockout ends all over you?
Take the rest of the morning
I'm
off,
done.
Todd. That's a walk-off there. Yeah. This program brought to you by Simply Safe. We love the new wireless outdoor camera there. See what's happening outside your house right from your phone. And you always know who's there. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off interactive monitoring at simplysafedan.com. Coming up, we're going to play a game. The game is called The Game That I Watched Last Night That You'll Never Guess, or at least you'd be hard-pressed. Guess the game that I watch. That's the game.
Guess the game.
Yeah. And I started watching this game, and I couldn't stop. Now, I did watch the Lakers and the Mavs. I'm watching, and I think the Lakers are down 23 in the second quarter. And there were a couple of isolation plays with Luka on LeBron. And it's rare when I feel sorry for LeBron, but you could look at Luka going, I like this matchup. Like, normally you wouldn't expect that, but Luka's like, all right, good. They switched off, and I got LeBron. And then, you know, the Mavs sort of went through the motions, picked up the win. LeBron had an interesting comment after the game. We'll have that for you coming up. We'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome. Got new T-shirts, by the way. Great new bunch of T-shirts there. We also have, it's based off the Night at the Roxy, and it's a damn three-piece T-shirt. You asked for it, at least I think you did, but you're going to get it.
It's purple.
It's the Todd Fritz damn three-piece. Give the backstory so people know if they do buy the T-shirt. We do have an unbelievable March Madness T-shirt available. Dan Patrick, St. Patrick's Day T-shirt as well. Todd, give the backstory.
When I lived in L.A., I went to Laguna Beach. I was living in L.A. It was my first couple of months there, and I went to Laguna. I got this linen three-piece suit, and it was very expensive, and I wore it to some party like later that week, and I banged into this really muscular guy. He almost spilled his drink all over himself and his girlfriend, and he turns to me and he goes, damn, three-piece. And within minutes, I just kind of left. It wasn't my scene to begin with, and that was my note to just get out of there and get that off.
It's so good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll settle on a poll question, and we'll play the game of guess the game that I watched last night. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. Firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well. Quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, time to play Guess the Game game. What game did I watch last night that would surprise you? Marvin, do we have music? Oh, we do. Guess the Game game. Okay. I'm going to start with you, Todd. What game did I watch last night that would shock people?
I initially thought Pistons-Wizards, but I'm going to go off the board with college hoops. Providence-Villanova.
Providence-Villanova? And I did watch a little bit of Providence and Villanova, and it was a very close game.
Was that me doing a thing again?
Maybe.
At least it wasn't the clicking sound.
No, it not.
I got all kinds of little clicks.
Seton O'Connor, the game game.
It feels like Pistons Wizards is the front runner in the group. But I'm going to say Hawks-Celtics.
Hawks-Celtics. Marvin? The game game. What game did I watch last night?
I think Fritzy took my guess. I was going to say Providence-Villanova because I had no idea Providence was this good.
Yes, very good. Paulie?
My initial guess was Pistons-Wizards. I'm hoping it was Wisconsin-Purdue because that was a very good game.
Yes, it was.
But I don't know.
All right. I will give you a hint. This had to do with... loosely based on the Sacramento Kings. Yes, Marv.
I got the answer.
Okay.
Is it the G League game?
Yes, it is.
Nick Stauskas?
Yes.
Yep.
Nick Stauskas, who was the number 8 pick overall by the Sacramento Kings in 2014, scored 57 last night. He made 11 three-pointers. He, I think, had 38 points in the first half. And I'm watching. I'm mesmerized. Because he started out, he had almost all their points. And he ended up with 57. But Nick Stauskas, who went to Michigan, he's from Canada. And all of a sudden, I did a deep dive into him because he washed out. You know, it was a lottery pick. I think he had a cup of coffee with the Miami Heat. But... That's one of the top performances, scoring performances in G League history, 57. Yes, Paul.
He's averaging almost 25 a game in the G League.
Yeah.
How does he not get brought up?
I don't know, but he was bombing threes, man. And these were contested threes. He was breaking guys down off the dribble. He looked unbelievable last night. Yeah, Paul.
Have you ever heard my Nick Stauskas theory of why he was drafted so high?
Because he sounds foreign.
Yes, he sounds like he's Eastern European. N-I-K, Nick Stauskas.
Yeah.
He's got a very European game. I think that's why he was drafted so high.
He looked great last night, I will say that. I don't know how old he is. Is he, 30 years of age?
He's 28.
28, all right.
Right in the prime.
All right. The Lakers are now 6-15 over their last 21 games. They're 0-3 since the All-Star break. They could have used Nick Stauskas last night, but ended up losing to Luka and the Mavs. Here is LeBron after the game.
Until you stump me out, cut my head off, bury me 12 feet under, then I got a chance. So that's my confidence. Obviously, at the end of the day, we got to come in and win ball games and we got to play better. But as long as we got more games to play, we still have a chance. So that's my confidence. I hate losing. I feel like poop right now. But tomorrow's a new day, and I'm going to be prepared and ready for the Clippers on Thursday. But that's my mindset.
I respect the fact that, he was careful with the language there. Remember that show on HBO, 12 Feet Under?
Good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Krause was in there.
Yeah. 12 Feet Under.
12 Feet Under.
I'm going to bury me 12 feet under.
Oh, you got that kind of money. You go deep.
I would think as a basketball player, you'd get buried 10 feet under, since the rim is 10 feet high, maybe.
He's getting buried twice as much.
Yes,
under.
He is.
Twice as much. That's how much
or
I get
maybe
buried.
He's getting buried feet first, and he's got to go 12 feet under. He's a very tall man.
Yeah. What's Jordan going to get buried? I'm going to guess he'd be like 13 feet under. Like he's always going to be.
23 feet.
Oh, under. Okay. I see what you did there. so did we go with the poll question, Seton? Did you pick
one? We sure did. You want the early results?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
The cancellation of which league's season would bother you the most? The NFL running away with the vote.
Okay.
Not even close to 90%. Not even close.
Oh, how much is it?
61.
Oh, all right. I sit corrected there, Paulie, because I thought that this would be a no-brainer. What are the other results?
You still got some time, though, for people to load the box here for you.
Okay. Right.
Major League Baseball is coming in at 24%.
Okay.
NHL and then NBA, just 4%.
Okay. Recency bias, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Andrew in Washington leads us off this morning. Good morning, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I know the NFL draft is right around the corner, and it doesn't seem like it's coming up with any heat and the combine's about to take off. But I was just wondering if it's because of the lack of quarterbacks in this draft and if we actually think one will be taken in the top 15 picks. Because I do have a little question trivia for the room, if you don't mind.
Okay, all right.
So, over the last 22 NFL drafts, there's only been two times a quarterback hasn't been taken in the first 15 picks. Can anyone name the two quarterbacks that were taken first off the board, but after the pick 15?
Yes, Paulie.
I think it's E.J. Manuel. Florida State is one of them.
He got it. That's his man. I knew E.J. Manuel would be taken. He was 2013 number 16 pick, and the other one was Chad Pennington in 2000. He was the 18th pick.
Okay.
So over under, do we think a quarterback will be taken above 13.5 this year? 13.5 picks. So top 13 or bottom 13.
All right. Paulie is willing to guarantee that.
I'll do a pie to the face against this guy for the over under 13. I get the under quarterback, 13.5. So that means a quarterback goes in the first 13 picks, I win the bet.
Andrew, you up for that?
I'll take it. I was going to say we won't see one in the first 15 picks. So
okay.
I will take Paulie right. up on his pie to the face.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, we loved E.J. Manuel. I liked him when we interviewed him. Yeah, he didn't turn out to be a good quarterback out of Florida State. But when he was on, it was one of those where we got done. We were like, you got to root for that guy. We liked him. And then Chad Pennington out of Marshall when he was taken. You're guaranteeing that. So you think Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett?
I think the names are irrelevant.
Okay.
It's just the way the league is built these days, I don't think the first 13 teams are going to pass on quarterback.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett doesn't make it past 10.
Okay. Saquon Barkley is on the market, reportedly. And I'm wondering what you can get for Saquon Barkley. Who wants Saquon Barkley? I guess it depends on what you're willing to give up. But here was a guy who had everything. He star, Big Ten, goes to the New York Giants. You know, you're in the media capital of the world. Great personality, good-looking kid. And he had one good year. First year was good. Now, once again, I raised my hand. I thought it was a great pick for them at the time because I thought that they'd spent money on their defense. I thought Eli having a safety valve like Saquon Barkley was going to be awesome. And it turned out to be a disastrous season. Yeah, Paul.
But, Dan, it was working. The first year at age 21, he led the league in yards from scrimmage. He had 91 receptions and 1,300 yards. That's the ideal running back. But that team just went downhill, especially at the offensive line.
Yeah.
They didn't help him out in any way.
No, they didn't. But they spent the money on the defense. But the defense, I don't think, played well. But I thought Saquon Barkley, he was just not the right guy at the right time for the Giants. But he's only 25 years of age. It's just if I'm getting Saquon Barkley, I'm going to get him in a contract year. He's got to, you know, if he plays well, then he's going to earn it. But it just feels like, would I give up a fourth round pick for Saquon Barkley? A third round pick? I don't know. You know, if you get somebody and you get him on the cheap and he's in a contract year, then I could see a team picking him up for 1 year. But I don't know if you're going to get sort of this Leonard Fournette with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rejuvenation. And it worked for Leonard Fournette. But, you know, is Saquon Barkley going to be a 25-carry guy a game? You know, Zeke Elliott, you know, the Cowboys, and I've said this before, and people always think I'm picking on Zeke Elliott, which I'm not. I just wouldn't have paid him that second contract. I like Tony Pollard more than I do Zeke Elliott. And Zeke did get 1,000 yards this year, which if you don't get 1,000 yards in 17 games, that's saying a whole lot about you as a running back. But, you know, is he a great running back? Not anymore. But is he a versatile running back? Yes, he is. I just don't want to spend that kind of money. Like Dallas with all these contracts, you know, now you got Amari Cooper. You may lose Amari Cooper. Do you cut Zeke Elliott? They're going to have some decisions to make here. And Dak making all of that money, you got a well-paid offensive line as well. But you got, you know, this happens. You're moving the chess pieces here. And then eventually you go, uh-oh, we got to start cutting some people. Or you can't do anything in free agency. And that's going to be the case. I found it interesting yesterday that the Packers were asked about any trades for Aaron Rodgers. And I was going to play the sound from Brian Gutekunst. It's not good quality there, but he says we haven't heard from any teams wanting to trade. And he was asked directly, have you heard from any teams? And he said, no, we haven't heard from any teams. I'm going to play Brian Gutekunst. If somebody asked me, hey, have you heard from any teams wanting to trade for Aaron Rodgers? We're not trading Aaron Rodgers. We're not even thinking about that. We want him, expect him to be our quarterback. Like, why would I even acknowledge that? Like, you got to lie in a situation like that. Now, do I think that they're waiting to hear from teams? Yes, probably so. Like Seattle with Russell Wilson. Would I expect them to be quietly shopping him? Yeah, but that doesn't mean Russ doesn't stay in Seattle. But if I'm Seattle, I'm thinking, all right, got a quarterback that age. What can we get for him? Can we get great value, equal value, dollar for dollar? Yeah, maybe we'll entertain this. But I don't acknowledge that I'm waiting to hear from teams. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, now I'm bothered by that. I didn't get in the photo of us, the Abbey Road photo, the London photo. This would bother me. Like, why are you guys doing this? Don't acknowledge it. Like if you're waiting for phone calls, you don't have to acknowledge you're waiting for phone calls or you didn't get any, because I could pretty much guarantee that they're getting phone calls. I don't think the Denver Broncos are going, we're just going to wait. And we'll just see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. I would be proactive. And given John Elway, he was proactive with Peyton Manning. He'd be proactive, I think, with Aaron Rodgers. And probably a couple other teams, you'd just be curious. Hey, what do you want for Aaron? Why wouldn't you do that? If you're a GM, isn't that part of your job? If you need a quarterback, wouldn't you go, all we're missing is a quarterback? Hey, call the Packers to just see, what do they want for Aaron Rodgers? Like, if I'm the Colts, right now, absolutely. And we'll throw in Carson Wentz as well.
Yeah, we're good there.
Yeah.
We'll just take the draft picks.
Oh, you don't want Carson
Wentz?
No
offense.
Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, I love when somebody's honest. I do. I don't know if it's good for business. It's good for my business when somebody's honest. Here's Chris Ballard. He was at the NFL Combine talking about Carson Wentz.
We're still working through it. And I know I'm going to get a lot of questions about Carson right now. And I don't have a direct answer for you. We're working through it. Jim, Mr. Irsay, and Frank and I will sit down over the next 10 days and figure out where it's going. Ultimately, we'll do what's best for the team, for the Colts, both in the short term and in the long term. But in the long term's best interest for us, I think as we sit down and work through whether Carson's the long-term best answer or not is the best way I can put it. We're not there yet. I'm not there yet. And that's something that we'll talk about as a group and move forward. And whatever decision we make will be the best one for us.
Okay. As opposed to who? Hey, we want to make a great decision, and we really want to help out this team. Of course it's going to be what's best for the Colts. Okay, Paulie, would you look back? When did the Colts season end? Was that the Jacksonville loss? Was that the final game of the regular season where they lost at Jacksonville? So you start to do the math and you go, all right, haven't you had a couple of months here?
January 9th, lost 26-11. Ugly score to Jacksonville.
Okay. What have you been doing in the meantime? Like now you're getting around to it? Now you're talking about it? Like, go watch the film. Isn't this a situation where the season ends and you go, all right, you know what we need to do? Yeah, we need to get rid of Carson Wentz. And if he's being honest that they are not sure what to do or they're working through the progress, I wouldn't say it. My next question would be, what have you been doing for the last 7 weeks? Oh, we've been just kind of goofing around, playing a lot of golf, beer pong, you know, just the usual stuff. Like, what are we doing? I need to know. Then if I'm Chris Ballard, I'd be calling Green Bay. I'd just kick the tires on it. If I'm Denver, I'd kick the tires on it. And it sounds like Green Bay is at least open to the possibility of trading Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't say it publicly. It's like Seattle. Seattle hasn't said anything publicly about Russell Wilson. And Russ has said, hey, this is where I want to be. This is where I am. Do I think that's true? Probably not. Do I think Seattle would like to move on from Russ? Yes. Depending on what they get in return. But you can quietly shop somebody. Happens all the time. But in this situation, yeah, we're working through the process here. When do you think you're going to figure it out? Like July, August, combine, draft. Oh, boy. Bruce Arians talks about Tom Brady's future right after this.
Oh, my God.
I want to tell you about a new app that can save you time and make it easier to manage your investments. The Stifel Wealth Tracker app. You spell Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L. When it comes to managing your investments, knowing where you stand is really half the battle. And the Stifel Wealth Tracker lets you build your personal balance sheet. You track your net worth over time. And you can securely link all your financial accounts using bank-level encryption and monitor how your investments are performing in one place. Stifel Wealth Tracker also gives you direct access to Stifel's award-winning equity research, investment strategy views, and more. Stifel's been helping clients managing their investments for over 130 years. When you need professional guidance, you can use Stifel Wealth Tracker to connect with a Stifel financial advisor and get the help you need. And best of all, the Stifel Wealth Tracker app is completely free. Download Stifel Wealth Tracker app on the App Store, Google Play, or at stifel.com/tracker. That's STIFEL.com/tracker. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Running left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
6 seconds left. Hepburn left side with three, with two. Hepburn down! Off the glass! Off the glass! With 1.2 to play! And the Badgers take the lead at the Kohl Center.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Wisconsin can claim its first outright conference title since 2015 with the win over Nebraska on Sunday. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues, works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Been a lot of talk about Tom Brady. Is he truly retired? Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk yesterday saying he thinks that Brady will end up as the starting quarterback week one with the San Francisco 49ers. And he put a pie on it. Now you know it's serious. Bruce Arians, Buccaneers head coach, had this to say about Tom Brady playing again.
If he comes back, I don't think so because of the reasons he retired. But if he does, he's going to be playing for us.
Yeah, Bruce also went on to say it's bad business to let Tom sort of dictate where he wants to play. If he comes back, he's going to play for us or he's not going to play. But, you know, he's a Buccaneer or he's retired. But it depends on what San Francisco or any other team would be willing to offer there. Yes, Seton?
How could things have deteriorated so much in one season between Tom Brady and Bruce Arians? That you'd see the reports that Tom Brady is like, well, he was on, there's a rift between them and they were unhappy with the play calling and all that. All of that happened between the time they won the Super Bowl and then played one more season. It all fell apart.
Okay. I don't have a source on this. I did ask somebody who I thought would know about this. Did Brady and Arians, did it fall apart there? And the person I talked to said, I will say this. Tom had one of the best seasons of his career at age 44 with this offense, with this offensive coordinator, with this head coach. Does that answer your question? And I go, I guess. I mean, it seems like if Tom didn't like the play calling or was upset with Bruce Arians, then you'd never know it by the numbers that he put up this year. Jason Light the Buccaneers GM had this to say about Tom Brady.
We'll see what the future holds. Let's just say we'll leave the light on.
Is there hope? Honestly, is the light on? Is there hope?
We always leave the light on for a guy like Tom Brady.
Well, his name is Jason Light. See what I did with that, Tom?
There you go.
Leave the light on. What was that? Motel?
Motel 6.
Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you. Yeah, Paul.
Is the definition of motel versus hotel, if the doors are outside, it's a motel, right?
I think so.
Is that standard?
I believe so.
When you were a kid, what was the like splurge Holiday Inn? Like when your family went on the road, like a Holiday Inn was like a big deal, right?
We went on one vacation when I was a kid.
Really?
One. That was it. We drove all night. We drove from Phoenix to Disneyland. And we're in Anaheim. And I remember that we stayed in a hotel and it probably was a motel because, I think we had 6 kids at the time in a station wagon. And, you know, back then you didn't wear seatbelts. Like my parents just threw us in the, you know, you're sleeping, you know, driving. My dad's probably smoking heaters. My mom's yelling at us, don't make me come back there, you know. And we'd be all the way in the back and, you know, be getting punched by your brother. So I don't remember one thing about Disneyland. That's the only vacation we ever took in my childhood. Yeah, Seton.
It's funny that you say that because I remember as a kid, we used to go to Vermont all the time. And I remember my dad, we had this silver station wagon. Yeah. And you could, when they packed the car, you could leave a little cutout for somebody to sit back there. And it always felt like you were in like the coolest little fort or something, driving 5 hours up to Vermont. But you could never do that now.
No.
You could never let your kid just lay back there on all the clothes, fall asleep.
And I remember, it could have been me, might have been one of my brothers, somebody Ralphed in the back seat because, you know, when you're driving and then you're facing back, and it's hot, and you know, I just remember that might have been coming back from Disneyland. Yeah, see,
there was another time too that we were driving with my uncle and cousins, and it was kind of like a guys' road trip, and it was the two dads and then all the boys. And I remember my cousin Colin was giving everybody the middle finger.
Wow!
His dad just kept going, "Hey, bud, don't be the goofy guy. Come on, bud, don't be the goofy guy. Come on now." Little kid giving everybody the finger to drove by. Don't be the goofy guy, bud. Come on, bud.
Oh. Chris in North Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, VP?
Hi, bud.
5'10", hard 170.
Hard.
Hey, I got a funny story for you. So my son's birthday's next week. He's turning 12. We were going to take him for spring break in April. We were going to take him out to Arizona Diamondbacks Astros game. It's obviously canceled now. 2 years ago for his 10th birthday, we were going to take him to spring break. So spring training for his birthday. The pandemic canceled that.
Oh, boy.
So kid loves baseball. He's all baseball. He's been crushed by what MLB continues to do with him. Obviously, they didn't control the pandemic, but it was taken away from him. And now this year's taken away from him. So he told me the other night, he said, "Dad, I think I'm going to switch over to the NHL and be an NHL fan." So the MLB is doing a great job sending young kids to other sports.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. Speaking of Major League Baseball canceling games, Todd has a limerick for us this morning.
I do.
And it goes if there was something that could make the cancellation of games worse, Todd has a limerick for
wow.
us. All right, Todd.
Got to follow
okay,
that.
Okay, here we go.
You can scream, whine, or shout, and it sure won't help to pout. Major League Baseball canceled games. No need wondering who's to blame. The whiff. Both sides struck out.
Okay. All right.
Serviceable.
Well, yeah, I liked it. Well done. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Mark in Michigan. Mark in Michigan. Hi, Mark.
DP,
hi, bud.
It's going to be hard to follow the limerick, but
no,
I'll do my best.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
you're correct. It's not. I heard you in the opening segment talk about baseball becoming a regional sport, and I had agreed with you a few years ago. With sports betting becoming legal now around the country in half the states or so, do you think that's changed, or is that crowd too small to make any kind of difference with that?
I don't know. You know, I never bet baseball, and I think because it felt more complicated when I was gambling. I just remember I bet on college basketball, football, and the NFL, and I didn't bet on baseball. I don't know if that's attractive to gamblers, because is it interesting? What can you bet on? I think in-game betting. I used to do this. I'd go to a game. Now, this is when I had a gambling problem, but it was over-under on how fast the next pitch would be, and it was $20. And I remember going to a Royals-A's game, and I'm with a friend, and he lost the first six pitches. He's down 120 to me. And but we're just betting with each other, $20 a pitch. And then we got up to 240, and then he said he had to tap out. If you can do that, then maybe you get somebody who's a diehard gambler or go to games and bet on it that way. But this in-game betting feels like the next wave here. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. The man who's been breaking all the TV news on analysts and coaches going to different places, Andrew Marchand from The Post will join us. We're back after this. One more item. We close out hour one. It's M Drive. Did you start your day with M Drive? You should. It's a nice New Year's resolution. And yes, you can start it in March. Daily dose of protein and nutrition that helps me stay on top of my game. M-Drive Start is the name of the product. Packed with 7 clinically tested ingredients, 6 premium proteins, it boosts energy, strength, reduces stress, so you can keep up with your busy day, no matter what your age is. Find M-Drive at mdrivedan.com. Get it delivered right to your home. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, so nothing to lose. But it's time to focus on your health so you can keep up with those busy days. Try M-Drive Start. Get the energy, the strength, and drive you need, and you can get more done every single day. Once again, you're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee delivered right to your home. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Refind your prime with mDrive, mdrivedan.com, and tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.